thoroughly convinced, is fully convinced that Krishna's name is most powerful. There is nothing more powerful than Krishna's name in the world. There is nothing more powerful than Krishna's name. So that means whenever you sincerely hear Krishna's name, although you may not realize what change is happening in you, because we are so spoiled for unlimited births, so we have become very crude, very blunt. So you don't know what is happening. But when you are a very pious soul, when you chant, you feel the joy. When you chant, you realize yourself. Then you know it's so easy to realize self and so easy to become happy in life. But not everybody is experiencing. This is the principal of a college. Nice word, engaging his family and that. Young man, and already a principal of a college. I thought he was a student. I thought he was a student when he came to the temple. When he was coming to the temple, I thought he was a student. But he said, I am a principal of a degree college or junior college? Junior college. I was surprised. And he draws about what? You draw about 70,000 rupees salary. Huh? What is your salary? 40,000. And when he started coming, the vacation that came, then he wanted to stay in the temple and learn, getting up in the morning, things like that. Now he is busy, all administration on his head. Nowadays, everything, students' behavior, staff taking the classes, you have to, it's a big responsibility, head of a place. So, we are talking about you cannot limit the power of the holy name of God. There is no limit. And it is no exaggeration. That's why the 10 offenses, it is said, to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna as imagination. Bhagavan ki naam ki mahima ko kalpanik samjhna. Ye aparadh hai. Hum subah pad rahe the, ne? 10 offenses. That's a, this faith will come in your heart. Aisa shraddha aapke hriday mein, isko bolte hain, Vaishnav aapke hriday mein bhakti ka bij boyega. Seed of devotion that is planted by a devotee. And aap mali jaisa hai. Aap कीर्तन भजन से उसको सींचना पड़ेगा. श्रद्धा तो पैदा किया, अब महाराज जी ने प्रभु के नाम के माध्यम से दुनिया में कुछ भी कर सकते हैं ऐसा कह दिया. अब तो मुझे भी थोड़ा आस्था श्रद्धा हो गया. अब इस डिवोशनल सीड को डिवोशनल क्रीपर बनाना है. ये बीज को आप लता तरु के रूप में, वृक्ष के रूप में, तो इसके लिए आपको इसको बचाना पड़ेगा और उसको सिंचाई करना पड़ेगा. सो दिस इज ऑल कॉल्ड साइंस ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस. भक्ति इज नॉट फैनाटिकल, भक्ति इज नॉट सेंटिमेंटल, भक्ति भावुक क्रिया नहीं है. और भक्ति एक रूढ़िवाद नहीं है. भक्ति एक विज्ञान है, एक शास्त्र, शास्त्रीय आधार पर, क्योंकि सो मेनी बिग बिग पीपल, आदि शंकराचार्य इज नॉट ए सेंटिमेंटल गाय, रामान इज ग्रेट आचार्य एंड दे आर टॉकिंग अबाउट भक्ति. दैट मीन्स भक्ति इज अ साइंस, बिकॉज they are great intellectuals and they are highly cultured people. Arvind, in the temple we wrote the cell phone bajega 50 rupees penalty lagega. Yeah, is right? We had also given one time. Yeah. You paid one time? You have not made that mistake. Yeah. हम लोग आम कॉलेज स्कूल में जो भौतिक पढ़ाई प्राप्त करते हैं उधर भी सेलफोन इज प्रोहिबिटेड, निषेध है. सेलफोन आप क्लासरूम में नहीं ला सकते.
टीचिंग के दौरान
अब
टीचिंग डिस्टर्ब होती है,
तो ये तो एक दिव्य ज्ञान है, एक अंतिम ज्ञान है, एक गंभीर विषय है. तो इसके लिए हम कितना सावधान से सुनना चाहिए. सो Prabhupada is saying about Haridas Thakur is an authority, is Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma, when Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Shankarji came as Advaita Acharya, whenever the Supreme Lord comes, all the other demigods, they all come to assist him. They all come to assist him. And Brahmaji came as Haridas Thakur. And he was chanting 3 lakh names. Amlaga, when we chant 16 rounds, it is only 1725 mantras. Whenever we chant, he is also chanted accountant. He has also interest. He is a new apprentice. He is a new recruit, or he is with you for some time? He is already there. He is a hostler, or he stays with parents? But you are not introducing him without my permission. After the class. Okay. So Haridas Thakur is Brahma, Lord Brahma. He came as Haridas Thakur. Ordinary people like Rajendra Bharadwaj, now almost like in the day, almost like now 12 o'clock the day will end. So now it is about 8:30. 3.5 hours are left for 12 o'clock. So that means 21.5 hours. How many rounds he has chanted? He is saying how many rounds? Kitne mala ho gaya? Only 6 rounds. That means it is not easy to chant. Although the benefit of chanting Hare Krishna is tremendous. But mind, because it is materialistic, it likes film songs, it likes WhatsApp messages, it is very active. But when it comes to chanting or listening to Bhagavad Gita or attending bhajan, our attention going here and there. because our mind is used to materialistic things. So it needs some training, it needs some effort, it needs some determination, and you have to go through some discipline. So that is what is taught here. So God realization anybody can obtain. You can realize Krishna. Krishna is there, and every human being has the right to get connected with Krishna. But you have to pay the price. Suppose you want to meet Prime Minister Modi. You should be some kind of a excellence in some field. You are a topper in Chartered Accountants of India, and then maybe you have to receive an award and medal from Modi. Not everybody can just go and meet Modi. Only special people, they will be given the opportunity. He is a very big man. If Modi is big, how big is Krishna? How many Modis are under Krishna? No count. Ayaram, Gayaram, so many. But Krishna is always great. Human beings, they are great for some time. After that, he may be a failure. Because we are simply human beings. So Haridas Thakur, he is not an ordinary person, but he came like an ordinary person, but he is Brahma. So you are chanting 3 lakh names. It almost takes 21 hours to chant. Say for 1725 mantras, it takes 2 hours to chant. Then you calculate. Suppose 2000 mantras, 2 hours. And 1 lakh mantras, that means he is a Mahapurush. He is an extraordinary person. So he is saying, Haridas Thakur, he said, chanting the holy names is so powerful that even if one chants in the jungle, trees and animals, they will also benefit. So trees and animals, they cannot read Bhagavad Gita. They cannot understand because they don't have proper language. But they also hear. Because there is soul in the trees. There is soul in the animals. But the animal body doesn't permit it to speak nicely. The tree body. That is like a condemned life. Condemned. Just like some people are mad. Some people are mad. He is also a human being, but he cannot live like normal people. So there are many mad people. There are many mentally deficient people. Human beings, but they are incapable. They are handicapped. Mentally handicapped. Then you have pity. Oh, he is a human being, but he has no good faculties. So similarly, animals and trees, they are also souls. That's why you cannot unnecessarily cut trees. You cut trees to print Bhagavad Gita, to print Bhagavatam. That is not sinful. But you cut trees to print novels, magazines, film fare, these things. That way, cutting trees is sinful. And using them for illicit activities, that means it is double sin. So when you cut trees and print Bhagavad Gita, the tree is delivered because it is useless. You know, one time, some woman, she went to pick up some flowers from a tree. And she picked up some flowers. And some flowers are not picked. They are not plucked. And those flowers are saying, how unfortunate we are. Those flowers are going for worship of Krishna. But I am not picked. That means, like that. So animals and trees, they are an unfortunate birth. Unfortunate birth. But a devotee can make fortunate by using them. When you bring flowers, the tree is fortunate. Because although it is tree, she is able to serve Krishna. You pick vegetables like that. So, trees and animals will also advance in Krishna consciousness. That means the Hare Krishna sound penetrates. It penetrates your body, it penetrates your mind, and it touches your soul. Immediately you become a devotee. Just like you see Raghu Yadav. He can now, just by being in the temple, life is getting changed. Disciplined life and gentleman life and content life, all things. People are not content. People have money, but they are not content. Tripti life. So, just by chanting Hare Krishna, even trees and animals, they advance in consciousness. What to speak of human beings who voluntarily chant Hare Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, in 5th chapter, even sinful people like Sudras, Vaishyas, women, they also benefit completely. And what about Brahmins and Kshatriyas who chant Hare Krishna? Very sinful people can benefit, and a pious person, he benefits a lot. Goes without saying. So, this was actually proved by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. When he passed through the forest of Jharkhand, there is a state called Jharkhand. Jharkhand is separated from this state. So that is the rest of them. Why you want to remove Dhani? This is an important figure of one. To the world is an important figure. He passed through the forest of Jharkhand. At the time, tigers, snakes, deer, tiger and deer, they cannot live together. Tiger will kill the deer. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting, the tiger lost its ferociousness, and the deer lost its fearfulness. No fearfulness. Generally, when the tiger is there, the deer will run away. But when the tiger heard Hare Krishna mantra singing from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was body of a tiger, but it became a devotee. Similarly, the deer. So what happened? The animals abandoned their natural animosity, their rivalry, animosity, and began chanting and dancing in Sankirtan. That is the power of God. Power of the holy name, power of God. So when God himself chants Hare Krishna, ఎవడైతే వింటాడో వాడు మర్చిపోతుంది. భగవంతుడు లతా మంగేష్కర్, ఆశా భోస్లే వాళ్ళు పాడితేనే వెరీ నైస్. ఇఫ్ కృష్ణ సింగ్స్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ గెట్స్ స్టన్నెడ్ పీపుల్. వెన్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ ప్లేయింగ్ ఫ్లూట్, యమున స్టాప్స్ ప్లేయింగ్, విండ్ స్టాప్స్ ప్లేయింగ్, అండ్ గోపీస్ దే బికమ్ stunned. They don't know what to do because they are attracted. Generally, we all have many duties. Our mind is busy with so many things. But when Krishna plays flute, your mind is gone. And involuntarily, you will be attracted. Oh, that's such a nice song. I want to sit there and hear. Like rivers naturally flow to sea. Similarly, if you practice bhakti properly, you naturally develop your attraction to God. It's not forcing yourself. You want to, like we are staying in ISKCON by force or what? No, voluntarily. You say that this is very nice, it's a very this is a very exalted life, it's a very great life. So I want to be a great man. I want to be a great man. Who doesn't want to be a great man? Anybody who associates with Krishna, he is going to be a great man. No doubt about it. So don't say this guy has no education, this guy is a Sudra, but he is chanting Hare Krishna. He should have all respect for him. Oh my God, they are chanting Hare Krishna. That means they are going to be very great people very soon. Very soon. No doubt. So, of course, we cannot imitate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but we should follow in his footsteps. You know, in English, in Telugu, there are two words, Anukaran, Anusaran. Who knows the difference? Who knows the difference between Anusaran, Anukaran? Rajendra. अनुसरण क्या होता है अनुकरण क्या होता है
अनुकरण तो नकल करना अनुसरण उसको पूरी तरह से चलना
तो हम लोग अनुसरण करना चाहिए अनुकरण करना चाहिए
अनुसरण
करें सपोज ही इज अ वेरी ग्रेट मैन यू कैन नॉट इमिटेट हिम मुझे भी बहुत बड़ा बड़ा गार्लेंड्स डालिएगा मुझे भी सब लोग माथा टेकिए ना यू कैन नॉट डिमांड लाइक दैट Prabhupada, he commanded because of his august presence, by his great personality. When people, they voluntarily wanted to respect him, voluntarily. That means he has such aura, he has such, what do you call it, charisma, attraction. Prabhupada, when I read Prabhupada's books, I become completely bowled out. People can take that. Somebody can talk about God like that when you read books completely. Because I read books of Vivekananda, Ramana Maharshi, and this Chinmayananda, this, that, but nothing clear. You read Prabhupada books, it is so clear, no ambiguity, no confusion, to the point. Immediately, yes. I should become a devotee of Krishna. You will get that naturally when you read Prabhupada books. Why should I lose opportunity to take blessings from Krishna? When Krishna's blessings are available, God's blessings are available, who doesn't want? We all want. But because you don't know the greatness of Krishna, so you are not anchoring for the blessings. So when you hear the greatness of Krishna, we all fall in line. Yes, I also want to chant. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Sri Rupa Goswami Pad Maharaj ki.
Maharaj,
you're very close in your room.